good, guys? So as usual, I'm not gonna. Oh, hold on. So I just made some candles for my new like little project that I'm doing. So I'm just trying to make sure that the wicks are in the middle, because the last two that I did didn't reach the middle. Yeah, they didn't reach the middle, which is a shame. But yeah, they reached the middle. But the ones I did, I think, have potential, so I'm very happy. They're very low, like they're not high in the level that I want them. But to be honest though, I actually think the ones that I've done in terms of level is not that bad, so I'm happy. I'm happy. Okay, give me one sec, let me just get my tea. The craziest thing is, this is why I love Anchor, because, you know, in some sense, you know, and I'm talking quiet because you guys know I live in my house. And every time I talk quiet, I yawn, as I always say. But yeah, I live in my house at the moment with my family, and so I like to just try and keep things at a level of lowness, because then at least I can just speak, and hopefully it's not too loud so they cannot hear everything. Yes, basically, I don't know, I thought I wanted to just come on here, you know, because as you guys know, or probably aware, I'm currently going through a heartbreak. It's a very interesting thing, you know, this experience has been very interesting for me. I definitely have been feeling it, you know, I think I'm going to get into the story of why in a minute, but yeah, like I think I need to give it up to those that have dealt with breakups, you know, and things ending, you know, because it's so crazy, you know, you spend a lot of time with this person, a convenient amount of time anyway with this person, you know, you share everything, you spoke about everything, you will cuddle, you will spoon in bed, you do all these little things, you know, I guess that brings you a lot of comfort in your life when you are with someone, you know, you talk to them about things, you know, things that, you know, you probably won't talk to your parents about if it's that kind of relationship, or in terms of family or like friends, you know, you'll always have, I guess, someone you could turn to and speak to, you know, in that sense. But for me, I don't know, it's just been an interesting ride. It's been an interesting journey when it comes to accepting breakup and understanding how I should feel. You know, I know people say you shouldn't really, I don't know if people just say you shouldn't really be feel like, think about how you feel, like, you shouldn't dwell too much on how you feel, but I think for me, I'm definitely, I feel like I've spent a lot of time thinking about it and understanding it and accepting it, you know, and I think for me, the only, if I'm honest, the only challenging thing that I'm finding right now is not so much of accepting. I think it's more about now being alone, and I know I'm not alone because I have my family and I have my friends, which are great, but when I say that, I mean like someone that's genuinely like beside you, do you know what I mean, like a relationship basically, you know, like someone you can speak to about things on a personal level, on an intimate level, you know, someone that you can go and see and like cuddle or be with and all those things. You know, those things have now gone out of the window, you know, for me. And I am finding it difficult because, you know, in these kind of moments where I'm sitting in my lounge, you know, around my table, you know, I'm like, oh my God, it's quiet, it's silent, and I have no one to text. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the great, it's the little things like that. It's like, I can't even, like, text to say hey, or like, how you doing, how you feeling, like, not even just simple texts like that. That would help me find peace of mind, but will make me feel good. But you just can't do that because they literally have moved on. I think breakups are very interesting, you know, because you spend so much time, I mean, depending on the length of your relationship with people, and I guess the things that happen within the relationship. But then again, like, I don't know, I don't feel like it should just be the end in some way. I do feel that there should be some kind of, like, I don't know, I want to say maybe friendship, depending on the relationship, but, like, I don't know, something. I think it's quite dangerous for some people to, like, just break up and then, like, never speak again after, like, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years of being with each other. It's a wild one. I mean, obviously, you have to take the universe and you have to take God, you know, God's word for why these things happen. Because they do happen for a reason. I do believe breakups happen for a reason. Do you get what I mean? You know, I think when you find someone and you're with someone, you know, I think a lot of people kind of look for that reason to be with that person forever, you know. And if I'm honest with you, I think the person I was with, you know, I do feel like I could have been with this person long term, you know, with growth. And with, when I say growth, I mean on the broad spectrum, like growth between the both of us and just growth between my, like, me as an individual. But obviously, you know, I think in some ways, since they've gone back to Spain, which is where they're originally from, I don't know, I feel like I've grown anyway, though. That's the craziest thing. You know, I feel like I've, like, because I've spent a lot of time with my friends and I've gone out with them and stuff, and I've spent a lot of time with myself, I guess, even though we were talking, you know, via WhatsApp and stuff. I don't know, I felt like I did grow and I did mature. And it's a shame because I feel like some parts of who I am now, I wish that they could have actually have witnessed it. But I guess that's it. That's the thing. This is why I'm saying that things happen for a reason. You know, maybe this person was just not meant to be around the person that I am now, you know, and I'm going to be. And that's completely fine at the end of the day. Do you know what I mean? I think that's, it is what it is, you know. And I'm sure wherever they are and whoever they're with or whatever, they're happy. So, you know, I just think at the end of the day, I think the main point of this conversation is kind of just understanding and accepting the importance of breakup. And I personally would love to know, like, everybody else's thoughts as well. Like, what do people think? How do you guys deal with breakup? What does breakup mean to you? You know, I know there's things like cheaters and all those things, and obviously that's a different situation, you know, a different conversation. But for me, I feel like my house has gone extremely quiet because the TV was on. Anyway, I think for me, I don't know, I think for me, it's a bit of a weird story. I won't go into it too much, but basically, you know, I was speaking with this person, and I was speaking with this person ongoing, you know, via WhatsApp, and we were just speaking every day like normal. You know, there was a period of time where it went quiet, silent, you know, we weren't really speaking as often, which I found to be interesting, quite odd. Interesting and odd, because it never was like that. Do you know what I mean? And then that person would always come with the excuse of, oh, I'm working, or oh, this is happening, that's happening. So I kind of paid it no mind, you know, because, you know, they're in Spain, I'm in England, so, or London, so obviously, you know, and, you know, he has to work, you know, they got to work out there and they got to do what they got to do. And so I respect the hustle, so I really never paid it much attention. But anyway, fast forward now, you know, we kind of get to the end of the year and, you know, a message comes through and it was like an apology kind of thing, like, of all the things that, you know, they did wrong to me and all the things that they said I couldn't do, you know. And basically it felt like it was like a goodbye thing, even though, you know, even though I didn't expect it. We did have a conversation and I mentioned to this person, you know, look, if you're feeling this way and that way, then we obviously need to call it quits. Like, we shouldn't be feeling, you know, And I think maybe that conversation, the reply back, it might have, I don't know, maybe helped towards actually them at that time being like, yeah, this is done. And this was in, when was this, like November, like the end of November, I think. Sometimes I think, was that the right decision? But I don't know, maybe, I honestly don't know. Like, I sit here now by myself and I just think, because I'm very independent, I'm an individual, I love to do things and be creative, and I love my own space, I love doing my own thing, I love, you know, being just an individual human. And I think that's mostly kind of what I did want whilst being in a relationship, and I just felt like I could never do that or be that, unfortunately. And I don't blame them, and I definitely don't blame them, but I just blame, I don't know, I don't blame anyone. I just think it was just something that I wanted to do, to be very honest. Anyway, fast forward. So they send the apology and everything, which is all nice, like, okay, cool, that was lovely, it was a lovely message, I will not lie, it was lovely. And then obviously come the first, now Happy New Year's come in, and then it was like another message, I can't remember what it was now, I can't bother to look at my phone, but that's another thing. Would you guys like delete your ex? I mean, I don't think I can, I don't think I'm ready, you know what I mean? It's not because, like, I guess, like, I want them back or anything, but I just think, I don't know, there's something quite comforting for me for now, until I know I can generally move on, or, you know, someone else comes in that I find interested in, and they find interested in me, like, real, do you know what I mean? Then it's a different story, but for now, there's, like, a comfort thing there, so I just leave it. But what would you guys do? That's a good question. But anyway, so yeah, and then all of a sudden now, so we fast forward into January, February, all of a sudden, come February, I see this person on a date. But, like, it was hidden, so you can't see the face, but I could see a hand, you know, and I'm like, huh? And I could see food and all this, and I'm thinking, hold on, huh? So this is when I got very confused, because even though we kind of, like, well, we did call it quits, but we didn't, do you know what I mean? It still felt like we were engaging with each other in some way. I don't know, maybe I read it wrong, but I just found it to be very, very peculiar. So I didn't message or anything, do you know what I mean? I just left it. And then they sent another message. Did they even send another message? I don't even think they did. Chad, I don't even think they did. It was very odd. Basically, the more of the story is this. I think that this person, my ex, was generally speaking with this person last year from, like, November times, December times. And never said anything. Now, I don't know if that's, like, wrong or not. Maybe I might be wrong, because maybe some people would see it as, but you broke up in November, which is understandable. But then we were still having conversations and, like, engaging with each other, seeing how each other's doing and stuff. I don't know, maybe if I'm looking into it too much, but if I'm very honest, I would have preferred if they had just said, look, there is this person that I'm talking to, and I'm no longer interested, so I'm just literally gonna cut it here. Then I would have just been like, cool. But then that's the problem with the relationship as well. Like, it never was, like, that honest. Do you know what I mean? I wasn't a fucking angel, trust me. But at the same time, he wasn't a saint. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, but I don't know, I just found it to be odd, you know. And then I just see them on more dates and more dates. I don't know. And I personally think, I don't know, I maybe I'm just wrong, guys. I don't know, I need you guys to tell me, because to me, I found it odd, because, like, we were talking, and I didn't think, I mean, maybe I thought there could have been more potential. I know he's, like, I know they're in Spain, and I'm here, you know, and that person thought I never wanted to go to Spain, which is crazy to me, but I just wasn't ready, guys. I don't think it's anything that was that deep, but obviously maybe the feeling was different, and they wanted to, because they're there, that's their home, they felt comfortable, and they just thought, well, I'm sailing here, fuck it. And I understand that, so I can't, you know, I will never take it that deep, you know. I would never, like, take it that deep, but I still feel like it's a a bit cheeky, you know, because I guess if you love somebody, you would always be patient or you would always understand. But I guess that wasn't the case. Do you know what I mean? But then maybe this person just had so much on their chest that they just wanted to, like, let go. I don't know. It's very hard to say, isn't it? But for me, I just think, personally, it was a little catty, if I'm honest. It's a little odd to me, you know, because personally, I just think, you know, this person could have just said, look, yeah, there's this, there's that, you know what I mean? And then I would have just been like, okay, cool. Do you know what I mean? Just for my peace of mind. But they didn't happen. It just felt sneaky and sly. And I'm like, bruh, you know? But I guess that kind of shows the kind of character that that person is at the end of the day, and that my intuition, or what I have always thought, wasn't wrong. So what can you do? You know what I mean? Like I said, I genuinely believe that the universe does what it has to do. And as hard as it is, like I said, I am alone, and I know it won't be forever. I know it won't. I mean, it's in Paris, like, I won't be alone. I just know that I'm definitely going to be a better person, trust me, and I'm going to make sure that this person that comes into my life next is genuinely someone that I love, and, you know, genuinely they love me 10 times more than anybody else has ever. And I just think, yeah, I just think, like I said, the universe is doing it for a reason, you know, because I do feel good. I feel sad because I feel sometimes, like, alone, but I feel good. I feel good. I feel refresh, and I kind of just hope, you know, moving forward, that I am able to achieve some things that I'm working towards and looking to do. Yeah, because I think it's important, you know. There's a lot of things that I want to do and achieve, you know, and I've always been that way since being in the relationship, and now I'm at a place where I'm just like, yeah, it's time. Maybe it generally is time. And I just believe people come into your life for a reason, for a purpose. And, like, I don't want to go on about it, but these 2 years have been very, very odd and very hard for me. And this person has been around positively, you know, very positively, you know. And maybe that this is a sign to say that it's done. Like, maybe this is a positive thing, you know, because my house does feel a little bit lighter in terms of, like, the mood. Do you know what I mean? I feel good. So, I don't know, maybe it's time. Do you know what I mean? Maybe it was time, you know? But I don't know, guys. Boy, I don't know. I don't know when I will really, like, date. I've gone on, like, one date so far, and that was fun, I guess. But yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know how I'm gonna meet this next person. It's exciting, but it's nerve-wracking. It's nervous, like, I'm nervous. You know, because I just want this person to be, like, everything that I want in some sense, you know, attractive, you know, loving, very kind-hearted, you know, like, yeah, I don't know, we'll see. I just thought I wanted to come on and just share as usual, you know, because I have no one else to talk to, you know, deeply about things, you know, whether anyone's going to listen to this podcast, as I always say, I don't know, but I love that it exists, because I actually can just talk and release everything that's on my brain, and just kind of, like, find peace of mind doing that, I guess. But anyway, I'm going to stop, and yeah, I'm going to try and come back to you guys soon, hopefully with another train of thought of thinking. Here's to the next chapter. Cling, cling. All right, guys. I'll speak soon. Take care. Take it easy. Hi, guys. You know, I'm literally like at work and everyone's gone, which is great. Because I said, guys, go home, finish up, it's fine, don't worry. You know, I'm here, I'm going to clean up and just do the extra little things because I like to do that. Like, I love lone time. Before I started this job, I used to do a lot of, like, lone working, which means you work alone, basically. And I love that. So now I'm by myself and I'm just sitting in the dark like literally sitting in the dark, and you know, you're just like reflecting on things, you're just like, fuck, like, why am I thinking about this? Like, why am I thinking about you? Or like, shit, like, what, like, sorry. the craziest thing is, right, I'm gonna look back at this, or listen to this, you know, I'm gonna listen back to this one day, and I'm gonna laugh, you know, because I, you know, the thing is that I know the feeling that I'm feeling right now in regards to certain things and situations, you know, I know this feeling, and it's sad, you know, because, you know, it is a feeling of genuine sadness, but then there is this like side of me, like now, like laughing, and it's like, it's kind of like a cuckoo situation, you know what I mean? Because it's like, I don't really know how to feel, you know, about certain things, you know. I don't know. Don't you have that theory of like your ex-partners or something? Like, I mean, this topic is not really going to be based around that, but then you just think, like, even not even ex like partner, but like a friend or something as well, and like you're no longer like friends and you're no longer like speaking and stuff, but don't you sometimes think like, you really thought that I was going to be that person you thought I was, but I'm completely opposite to what you actually thought I was going to be. And it makes me laugh because I've been there. Do you get what I mean? In my life. Do you get what I mean? And I'm just sitting here in the dark thinking, wow. Like, you don't even know half of it, you know? And that's the saddest part, you know? Now I'm diving into the relationship situation or the past relationship, whatever. But that's the half of it, like, it's sad because the perception that's been built isn't the right perception, but it's the perception that someone has gone with and probably has told everybody or whatever the case is. And it's like, wow, like I'm kind of like more sad about myself because I've gone ahead and painted a picture of myself. I've kind of gone and created a reputation in some sense of myself. Like, I don't know, in a way that I know I shouldn't be maybe deemed as or seen as. I don't know, guys, like, it's very, very interesting. Like, I don't know, like shit, like my Aries right now and my like Gemini and Aquarius mood is just like, wow, like I feel like an avatar, like literally in a movie. I'm swinging my arms and the leaves and the trees and the water and the fire is burning. It's literally all just clustering around. Anyway, yeah, sorry. That was, yeah. Guys, yeah, I, like I said to you, I come to these podcasts that generally express how I'm feeling, because sometimes, like I said, I'm a lone person, you know, and like even in my friendships or like past, like I've always been that person that's always been hard to express his feelings, you know, literally vocally express his feelings, and I feel like I'm learning, you know, I am genuinely learning to genuinely like open and just speak, like, and it feels good because I genuinely am doing that. But I even feel still like sometimes I need a space or somewhere where I can just talk by myself freely, you know, to the people, them, which is you guys. And that's what I'm doing. You know, even if it doesn't make sense, I just need a place to release because I actually have nowhere else to turn to. Or, you know what I mean? Like, that's it, really. So, yeah, I just thought, let me come on here and express everything because shit, like... But yeah, I'm good. I'm just trying to figure life out, guys, as always. trying to figure things out. I don't know. Yeah, I really don't know. You know, I don't know. I'm just learning a lot about myself right now. I'm learning a lot about feelings and emotions. That's what I will definitely say. It is an exciting time for me though, because like I said, I am working on stuff, you know, and those things I try and really focus on. I hate when I'm focusing on other things, when I know I've got things to do, you know, I hate that feeling. But I am trying my best to fully focus on what I've got planned, you know, because what I've got planned is fire, you know, and I just really, really want that to be displayed and showed, you know. Guys, yeah, I don't know, I guess that's where we're at. But yeah, like, honestly, on a calm note, like, I am generally feeling good. Some days I wake up and I'm just like, wow. Like, wow. Is this really how I'm gonna feel today, universe? Like, even if trying to get out of it, I'm still, like, feeling low, you know? It's very weird, man. Like, wow, the door just closed itself. And I'm like, child, please let there be no Duppy right now, because I cannot have Casper just walking around and I'm in here by myself. I'm just like, not today, Lord. But... but yeah, like, I'm generally just trying to just figure shit out, honestly, trying to figure it out and just trying to take my time and not worry too much or be in my head too much, yeah, about things in general, yeah. I don't know what else to say and do, you know. I think I just literally wake up nowadays and I just try and just... I just tell myself everything is going to be okay, you know. I know I'm not alone. I keep saying this because I have my family, but it's different, you know. It's different. It's it, especially when you've been in something for a long period of time. It's very, 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 very different. And so, yeah, for me, it's just trying to just... kind of regrow myself, you know, like I said, connect to that 2018 Paris, you know, who was independent and was just doing his thing without, you know. I am trying to resonate with that energy again, because if I don't, it's very hard. It's very, very hard sometimes. And I just want to be honest. Like, I just really, really just want to be honest and really express how I feel, because this is how I feel, rather than just, you know, walking around and smiling and telling everybody that, yeah, I'm good, man, yeah, I'm fine. And it's like, yo, I'm fucking burning. Like, I genuinely feel like I'm burning inside, you know, at times. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm not gonna make this long, I'm gonna go, but this is where I'm at. I just felt like I needed to express my little self at this point, in this moment I have to myself with you guys. I hope everyone's looking after themselves. I hope everyone's feeling much more, like, happier, a bit more brighter, and just looking forward to spring. It's gonna be my birthday, guys, in like 2 weeks now, kind of, yeah, 2 weeks, which is super exciting. Oh my God. I haven't really got much planned, but I'm probably going to do some things with some friends. I was thinking of doing an Airbnb, but then I want to go to Greece, I think, or on holiday. I'm sure. Just told everyone, but I want to go to Greece in June with some friends. So, you know, I think that's something to look forward to as well, I guess. Yeah, this year's going to be fun, but I think more chilled, maybe, than my past 2-3 years, I guess. So, yeah. I hope everyone's well and everyone's, like I said, looking after themselves. And I just hope everyone has, like, honestly, a really good weekend. And yeah, just get crunk. Anyway, I'm gonna stop because I'm going on. All right, guys, I will catch you in the next one. Peace.